Next individual, please, Carla.
Item 1318, request of Jim Atwood to address council regarding unreinforced masonry mandatory seismic upgrade plan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have brought props with you.
We brought props.
Excellent.
Mayor, commissioners, my name is Dean Aldrich. I'm a lawyer with Aldrich Ikey Construction Law Office here in downtown, located at 621 Southwest Morrison, Suite 1050, 97205. Thanks for the opportunity to present today. I'm here today presenting on behalf of J.A. Atwood Corporation. Jim Atwood is here with me. Early next year, you'll be receiving a recommendation from the Unreinforced Masonry, that's URM, Building Policy Committee. The committee is expecting to issue a final report soon. We don't have one yet. Although there are still unknowns, which is a problem, the committee appears to be scrapping the existing regulatory policy in Title 24, which requires seismic upgrades only when there is a change in use or sufficient improvements to a building in favor of a mandatory or forced seismic upgrade. Even if the URM has not changed its use or being otherwise improved, and even if those URM buildings are not critical facilities, schools, or public assembly spaces, this kind of catch-all, URM buildings are known as Class 3 under the policy, the new policy. This mandatory or forced seismic upgrade policy, especially for these Class 3 buildings, causes more problems than it solves. Here are five examples. The real costs of the mandatory or forced seismic upgrades were not properly analyzed by the committee. The committee estimated the compliance costs were $20 to $69 a square foot, and this was based on unpublished local anecdotal information for some information and then FEMA standards for the rest. Now, when we look at an actual example of the Glade Hotel, which is in the heart of Old Town, we see the problem. The Glade Hotel underwent a PDC-DOS study in 2015, and the cost of the seismic upgrades was $334 a square foot. That's approximately $1.88 million divided by 5,225 square feet, and the building's only worth $940,000. That's the first reason, is this failure to analyze the cost. The second is there's no viable funding option to pay for the upgrades. There's a Senate Bill 311, which provides some offsets by abating property tax for 15 years. For the Glade, that basically is about 5% of the cost. Permit cost deferment may also be available. That's insignificant. And with these property tax abatement and the permit deferment, I mean, somebody probably needs that property tax money and permit fees to pay for government services, which may be a better use than this mandatory seismic upgrades. Number three, the policy eliminates owner rights, abilities, and choices regarding development of their property. Number four, the committee appears to be locked into forcing some new complex and costly regulatory scheme with details to be determined to justify its work. Number five, the retroactive application regulations to existing buildings invite numerous legal challenges. For these reasons, we respectfully request that the city or the council reject the forced mandatory seismic upgrades and send it back for further study under the existing policy and using some actual examples like the Glade Hotel. We do have the numbers. The Glade Hotel have been passed out.
So Mayor, can I just...
Commissioner Fish. Yeah.
So thank you, by the way, for this pro forma. And just so, because not everyone's going to be able to see this, the takeaway that you want us to see from this is that if you compare the replacement value of the building, in other words, demolishing it and replacing it, versus complying with this new URM mandate, this shows, according to your numbers, that it would be cheaper just to replace the building, and the cost is, from your point of view, cost prohibitive. So you're asking us to go back and look at these kinds of buildings to make sure we're not actually encouraging demolition. Is that a fair comment?
That is a fair comment.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Could I ask a follow-up question as well? There has been compromise after compromise on the recommended strategy. It was originally under Tier 3. There actually wasn't a Tier 3 initially, and it was a fairly prescriptive regulatory framework. And having met with a number of small building owners in particular, like the one that you have a photograph of right there, the Glade Hotel, which, by the way, is a beautiful building, we backed off considerably while maintaining what we would thought were the critical life and safety elements, so cornices, parapets, and chimneys. Mm-hmm. Is that all that is reflected here in your pro forma?
No, it's if you look at the hard costs, I tried to break them down based on the DOS survey. So we got, you know, kind of the tier one, the parapets and the roof work, and then the wall work is secondary. One of the problems is trying to analyze as the numbers change and as the policy changes, what happens to an existing building like this, right, which is, I think, where the main criticism is how do these apply to actual buildings that are going to be impacted by it?
Yeah, and we will go through a lengthy public hearing process on this, but I want to be very clear where the current baseline is: parapets, chimneys, and cornices. And just by way of a preview of coming attractions, mm-hmm, around this subject, I actually believe the market's going to take care of some of the rest, because as the probability of a catastrophic earthquake increases, the value of buildings that aren't seismically upgraded are going to go down, possibly precipitously, and the ability to insure those facilities is also going to go down precipitously, regardless of what we do here. So there's a give and there's a take. I'm trying to find the right balance. I would never ordinarily quote Ed Koch, but I will do it just this once. When he chose to close the Williamsburg Bridge, which was hugely controversial because it needed an upgrade for this very reason, he was being yelled at and screamed at, and the press was shouting questions, and he said, listen, at the end of the day, I'd rather the people be inconvenienced and safe than convenienced and dead. And we're talking about a catastrophic earthquake. That's sort of what we're talking about. But I agree with Commissioner Fish. I love the pro forma because now we have some real numbers that we can talk about. I appreciate your taking the time and the energy and the money that you invested to do this. And it's a good place for us to build the discussion from. So thank you both for coming in. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioners.
Next individual.